Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. We're back again. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed. For another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, in this precious time which He has consecrated. Yes. I'm thankful to the Most High for this precious time. The Most High has consecrated His holy Shabbat, in which we are called to seek Him for all His will. The Most High has told me, yes, my brothers and sisters, He's told me, that unto His cause I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And unto this cause, I said, unto this cause I am, unto the Most High, utmost thankful. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that unto His cause I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said I would have His protection. He said to me that I would have His protection, His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, indeed, without question, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that unto His cause, for the sanctity of His name, for the reconciliation of His people, I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could. If they could, to destroy. But I can only tell you that indeed, since man first turned away from the pure, perfect will of his Creator, humanity has created all manner of diverse ideologies, beliefs, diverse governing and so-called religious institutions, that in their diversitude, in their differences of opinion, could never, my brothers and sisters, have been perfectly true unto all that is divine will. Let me repeat that. It is not possible, I repeat, it is not possible to maintain a multitude of differing ideologies, different beliefs, different traditions, and it be true, my brothers and sisters, unto the will, the design, the peace, the covenant of the One Most High. For all the varying differences that we see are a result not of man remaining steadfast unto the Most High, but man having turned aside from what Yah has foreordained. And in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, it is the result of man following after his own opinions, his own imaginations. So often, my brothers and sisters, not giving consideration of all. I said not giving consideration of all. Most High has told us we should never forget. Lots of scripture relates this truth over and over again. In fact, the scriptures tell us that the only hope we have for genuine salvation is not after the conscience of this current age. I said it is not after the conscience of this current age. Isaiah 46, I want to get to that, tells us when Messiah appears that all that will not remember what this age has forgotten, what this generation has forgotten for many generations, all who will not remember or was foretold, foreordained from the beginning, as a promise, as a common sense of what is divine eventuality. All those who would not remember these things are all kind of transgressors. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is given to teach all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin, bringing all things to remembrance, and even, my brothers and sisters, revealing to us what is to come in the future. However, for man not to seek that power of the Spirit unto this remembrance in a diversely contentious and indiscriminate world can only be sin, because for man not to seek beyond all these differences, all this massive debate and doubt and contention, my brothers and sisters, is not to know Yah, but it is to trust in the variances of many leaders, my brothers and sisters, so-called leaders, whose vow is not unto Yah, but unto the preservation of their pulpits and thrones, whose zeal, my brothers and sisters, is double-mindedness, though they claim to cry out, Lord, Lord, if you will. It is not unto performing the full will of the Father. They are therefore, according to what the scriptures actually define as those untrue, false prophets. They declare testimony, my brothers and sisters, not mature unto the full will of Yah. Therefore, we need to ask the question, who, after a multitude of partial standards, have we sought to serve? Yah is all that he is. His decree, his covenant, is true to all that he has declared. His word will not return to him void. It will accomplish all that for which he has spoken and promised it. And the difference between his word and the word of men is that regardless of how many there are among men that may declare otherwise, Yah, his word, will yet be true. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will understand that if any man consider himself wise after the diversities of this world, Scripture says, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. Meaning, if any man consider himself wise, indiscriminate after a multitude of opposed ideals. My brother and sister, let that man know that he has not been true to the Holy Spirit. For the spirit of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, has no aberration, no differences, no differences of opinion in it. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, brings to mind the reconsideration, considering man to consider again all things the Most High has spoken. But I know there are those who simply say, well, nobody has all the pieces of the puzzle. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, till we all have been tried and found confirmed true to all the pieces of the puzzle, according to all the Most High has decreed, we must remember. How are we so sure that the Most High will confirm us as stable? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. Messiah said to his apostles, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands. Teach them all that is his conscience, all that is the ways of his kingdom. Many say today they keep the commandments of the Most High, but do they preserve the conscience that would manifest peace? It's apparent when we look at all the variant camps among us. It's apparent, my brothers and sisters, that though men say they keep the commands, many say they do. Because there's no peace, because there's no agreement, it is evident that not everyone, my brothers and sisters, is being led by the Most High to discern the word, the commands, the teaching, the scriptures left us. Well, let's just say not all, my brothers and sisters, are being led by the Spirit of the Most High. In fact, the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians 3, if there's strife and divisions among us, we're still yet functioning carnally, not as spiritual men. For the Holy Spirit would direct us, my brothers and sisters, to discern one sense of absolution. Scriptures do not tell us, or they don't say, that the preservation of a multitude of differing ideals is a covenant, certainly not a holy covenant. In fact, the scriptures tell us that when the Most High himself, through his Spirit, through his Son, directly reveals his law, he said that men shall no longer unto one another crowd know the Lord. They shall teach no man, every man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord. But the scripture says, we shall all know him. That, my brothers and sisters, is the moving aside of every obstacle, every form of partiality after which men have considered themselves, my brothers and sisters, wise. I can only tell you that even the apostles said something, my brothers and sisters, many have not understood was a very critical ideal to the early church. They were not called Christians, my brothers and sisters. The word Christ, in fact, comes from Greco-Romanism. Thousands, my brothers and sisters, have been deceived, not discerning what is the ancient origin, for instance, of even this title, Christ. I like to say this quickly and move on to the points at hand. The very title, Christ, was around hundreds of years, nearly half a millennia, at least, my brothers and sisters, before the birth of Messiah. I said at least a half a millennia before the birth of Messiah, the title Christ or Christos existed. But it was a title, my brothers and sisters, that was used by those of ancient Greece and Rome. Them being polytheists, their concept of an anointed one was not after the will of one, but they considered an anointed one, one who preserved or was favored after all the ideologies of all the variant kings, if you will, gods, that the kings of this earth upheld. The kings considered themselves the favorite of all the gods. They considered themselves in so many ways then like power brokers, saying that no man could please all the gods but through them. Think about it. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that what was called Pax Romana in Rome was the preservation, did you hear me, the effort to preserve all the variant ideals of all the various gods of Rome that they felt that if they did not do this, I said Rome Romans were led to believe that they did not seek to uphold all the varying ideas of all the gods, some god would be offended, and Rome would no longer have that favor. So they sought to preserve all the varying ideas of all the gods. But the king, seeing themselves as favorite of all the gods, even though the various gods of Rome were always at war, they considered themselves the saviors, even the reconcilers of the gods. So think about it. I said all the pagan gods. Need to ask a question. Do you think they were concerned about the sanctity of the holy name at all when they wanted to make the Holy One of Israel part of their polytheist pantheon? Didn't the Holy One of Israel say, you shall have no other gods but him? Well, do you think they really were concerned about this when they brought all their variant standards, worldly standards, and put them under the title that, let's just say, one they already had, Christianity? If you need to, folks really need to ask the question, do they really believe that they've kept the true faith? Like I said, the faith was called among the heathen, polytheist faith was called Christianity, long before the birth of Messiah. And men have retained the mass of all these varying traditions to this very day. Among the so-called churches that have never brought people out of the world, but only preserve worldliness. Remember, the scriptures tell us that after Rome murdered so many from the time of Jerusalem's fall in 70 AD, I'm talking about Matthew 24:14-24, it said there'd be a rise of false prophets, fallen testimony. How about variant testimony, brothers and sisters, appeasing all the varying ideas of the various kings and leaderships, religious, political, social, and national? Scripture says these things will continue until Messiah himself returns to expose the ways of the wicked. How about, my brothers and sisters, to expose every fallen standard? Did the scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that we be called saved, confirmed into the Most High? After all the varying ideals of man? Absolutely not. I would even like to ask the question, do we really believe that if we preserve all these varying ideals and are vowed to preserve all these varying ideals, that we've ever been true unto Yah? I look at the scriptures in the book of Jacob. They call it James. He said, beware, though we be scattered among various provocations among the nations. We must know that our faith in Yah, if it is faith in Yah, must bring us beyond all double-mindedness, even to bring forth a perfect work. Certainly not, my brothers and sisters, believing that, strange as it may sound, that all that men need to know is taught by their rulers. Okay, you have a multitude of indiscriminate rulers all teaching something different. And people believe that they don't need to hear from the Most High what the rulers are hiding. There wouldn't be a multitude of differences if something were not being hid, if something were not being perverted, if something were not being polluted. Therefore, we must trust the Most High to reveal, that's faith, what the world would not, to guide us unto himself beyond all the hypocrisy and compromise. The treachery, my brothers and sisters, of false and fallen standards, which can never fully appease the Most High. So I ask again, maybe we need to talk about this. What do people really believe would be the eventuation of this planet? What would be the eventuation of this planet if it were to remain under all the diverse ideologies that are being taught, all the various political, national, and pseudo-religious institutionalities of this world? They've all been blinders, my brothers and sisters, to keep men from seeing, perceiving the truth. Even, my brothers and sisters, compel men to become prideful not to seek the greater truth. Dare men say they can see the truth through all these obstacles without the help of the Most High, and the only help they have is the rulers who... Like I said, so many times I've run into some leaders who just basically told me that the level of doctrine that I'm speaking of is too pure, it's too perfect. They say that people are not prepared to use it. So they basically have told me that they're going to continue doing what they're doing. because the people are not ready for the greater truth. What was the gospel mandate? Go forth and teach all nations everything? Have they been true unto the Most High? They sought to hide the truth and leave the people with a false sense of security. It's time we think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's time we give this consideration. Again, if we don't trust the Most High to reveal to us what the rulers would not, who do we say we have faith in? Who is it we say dictates the way of the kingdom of Yah? Our brothers and sisters, there are many among us. I said the greater masses among us, in fact, I regret to say. All my brothers and sisters, I regret to say, the greater masses of us have wanted to believe that something after all these various institutionalities is viable. But I can tell you what the scriptures actually say, that once man falls away from a covenant, after the intrusions of the principalities and powers, nothing will restore true covenant. The Messiah himself reappears to bring to remembrance when for so long humanity has forgotten. Those who would seek to see, or we'll call it justice, that they walk after less, our brothers and sisters, have sought to justify all those who, according to, for instance, Revelation 22nd, are definitely not welcome unto the kingdom of Yah. Revelation 22nd says, blessed are they who do his commandments, or seek all his will, that they may have a right to the tree of life. If you seek to add or take away from any other word, it says you're not welcome unto the kingdom. The Most High never sanctioned anybody taking away or adding or twisting any of his words. He never sanctioned and said that anybody would be confirmed true unto him who would not seek the fullness of all that would be revealed by his spirit. That's why he gives it. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern. The plan the Most High has foreordained for the manifestation of his kingdom is not after the choice, election, or designs or conceits of men. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 41 that those who trust the various conceits of men, those elected by men, both they and those who will put them in power, are both something, well, the scripture calls it an abomination, not a work of his hands. But Messiah said, if you were his disciples, you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, I have to ask a question. How much have men been the disciples of the Most High? Are disciples of Messiah? Or have they just simply been the students of another that we have so many differences of opinion, so many of which won't give full consideration to all the Most High has spoken? Many will not understand what I'm talking about here when I say that until they're willing to look and find out what has been hid from them. Most will never discern that they've been under false prophets until it's too late, because they won't seek. Many won't seek. Some don't want to know what has been denied them, what their rulers have hidden from them. A false prophet, my brother, says the Holy Spirit commands that we go forth and teach all things, that we seek the Most High for all his truth, that we draw no hasty conclusions. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to the fullness of what he has declared, that's not wisdom at all. Well, many have chosen to draw hasty conclusions as if they were fully wise, not according to all the Most High said that we should pursue. And the end result has been a foolish pride, my brothers and sisters, foolish or deceptive pride, compelling men to believe that what they have is sufficient when there's still yet so much more. I spoke a little bit earlier about how, well, what the Apostle Shaul said. He said, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time to Messiah comes, reveal the things that men have not considered, even expose those who hid the truth. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Read that fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians closely. Discern the point, my brothers and sisters. The early church called themselves Kurdishanya. I did not say Christianity. I did not say Christian. If we are wise, we will understand that the expectation of the early church was for him who would come I said him who would come to expose all the standards of this world that men call wise, to in so many ways still yet being lacking. He comes to expose this Babylon. Let's just say all the diverse opinions of men, after which men, proud of their own standards, defy and even stand against men discerning the greater light and wisdom of Yah. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, I would tell you this imperative at this point, according to scriptures like those at Isaiah 46, scriptures like those at Acts 3:18-23, Matthew 5th chapter, Matthew 7th chapter, every single one of them, in so many ways, calls men transgressors, saying they know and will in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If they choose not to seek the whole truth, the Most High will reveal. That's always been true. Scripture says you should not take his name in vain. You don't swear by his name, not seeking all his will. Man, my brothers and sisters, must petition that righteous rule be established in this earth, that those who seek the truth but have also, my brothers and sisters, a protector and a savior. That they who seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, might not be denied. And they be not afraid to speak up concerning the truth that must be told. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a world today. There are many, even when they find the truth, would prefer not to speak of it. Lest they find themselves in some way ridiculed. I said, lest they find themselves in some way ridiculed by those who refuse to become wise. Who refuse to seek the truth they could readily find if only they would. So many cases, my brothers and sisters, try harder. Well, as I said before, Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, brings all things to remembrance. And if we consider the Scriptures that we find at Isaiah 46 and 8, for instance, I said Isaiah 46 and 8, speaks how Messiah will come and call men transgressors who do not seek the remembrance by the power of the Spirit that will raise conscience beyond that of this present age. Isaiah 46 and 8 basically reads as such. Remember this and show yourselves men. Remember. How about remember and show yourself mature? Show yourself reasonable, rational. Something more than beastly, willing to reason together with the Most High. And said, bring again to mind, O ye transgressors. Oh, why do you petition the Most High for his spirit? You don't want to remember beyond what is common to man. Common to a worldly status quo that in so many ways has created so many institutionalities under forgetfulness. What's the command in Isaiah 46:9? Remember the former things of old. Oh, we are commanded to remember. How? Can we remember these things, my brothers and sisters, and see again these things? Can these things become a part of our memory after the ordinary power of the flesh? Absolutely not. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Maintain the presence of his conscience in the earth. Like I said, a lot of folks say they keep the commandments, have different opinions about them, and say they observe the scriptures, have different opinions about them, but that's not the spirit of Yah, nor is it lawful. It says, remember the former things of old. And the scriptures also in Malachi said he'll restore the heart of the fathers to the children. Before come can come, that great day of peace, the Most High is foreordained. Malachi 4. He says he was in Malachi 3rd. So he will restore righteousness as of old, as in former years. Beyond are the rulers who sought to obscure that truth from you. Read Malachi in its totality. We see over and over again, constantly are reproved. The priests who have not sought to lay what is indeed lawful, true to the Most High from beginning to end, upon the minds and hearts. Most High says he would humiliate them. He'd destroy them out of his temple. Call them and prove them in so many ways treacherous. He purified the temple of every one of their voices. He says they should be ashes under the soles of the feet of those who seek righteousness, who revere his name. How about the fullness of his will? How many understand, my brothers and sisters, his name? Scripture says in Revelation, Revelation 19:11-21, it says, he has on him a name which no man knows but he himself, called his name the Word of Yah, meaning that many have, though they claim to know the Word, have not known, my brothers and sisters, indeed, the very thoughts of the Most High. To know what is said and not know why it's said is to miss the point. Many Messiah will come with a conscience beyond that which is common to men. Isaiah 52 even goes as far as to say, they shall know his voice in that day. For this one comes, my brothers and sisters, not as one discipled or taught after the, like unto the sons of men. But this is the Son of Yah, who has greater vision, even more sense for what is the revolution most necessary. And the sons of men. And kings should shut their mouths because of him. Ah, that sounds like revolution to me. It says kings should shut their mouths. In other words, the false doctrine of the rulers should be proven void and foolish, deformed. When men consider at last what they for a long time, how about they had not considered, had not remembered? So Scripture says, who's going to believe his report? For those who understand, my brothers and sisters, there's no salvation after a multitude of diverse rulers. Yah, himself, after his spirit, must become a mutual remembrance of all our hearts. When the Scripture says, he is the Lord and there is none else. It means, my brothers and sisters, there's one Savior, not according to a multitude of different ideals, but in a society where men have been compelled to uphold a multitude of varying ideals, most have never even known to seek salvation because they didn't know what it is. Did you hear me? In a society where men have been left indiscriminate not to even know that they need to seek beyond all the varying ideals of men, remembering what is pure and complete under one choice, not knowing that this is absolutely a requirement of all who call upon the name of the Most High. Most believing that they were satisfactory, somehow able to appease the Most High without faith beyond the rulers. Look at Romans 8th chapter. Without faith, it's not possible to please Yah. Without the truth beyond the rulers, it's not possible to please Yah. But many of my brothers and sisters, like I said, believing that a multitude of different rulerships and ideals and opinions and traditions taught by men, that in seeking to preserve them after the dictates of state, Rome called it Pax Romana, all the variants and ideals of Rome. Many have believed because they find some kind of compromise after a multitude of different ideologies, for the Most High to be pleased with that. Truth of the matter, brothers and sisters, if you preserve all the differing ideas the Most High said must be overcome, you succumb, if you will, or are overcome by massive illusions. Blinded by every lie that you really believe somehow, that you might somehow believe somehow is to be preserved. I see so much scripture says that he's going to have to destroy the deceptions wrought, what the scriptures call the wicked, brought out the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Just like Rome murdered millions to silence the voices of those who knew the truth, so that Rome could supplant and establish a false faith, so the Most High is going to have to silence every voice that would speak after the ideals is present. Mass delusion that he can restore his faith. It's written over and over again, my brothers and sisters. The early church knew well. I said the early church knew well, something the apostle Shaul intimated. And it's only when Messiah reappears. Not only Apostle Shaul related to my brothers and sisters, but Apostle Kepha also did too. Only when all the false voices of this world are silenced, will this world at last know peace. I repeat, only when all the false voices are insubordinately short-sighted, hastily conclusive, uninformed, presumptuous voices of this world are no more, only then will there be peace. Yet the rulers of this earth, though they constantly argue in all their selfish ambitions and all their blindness, they would have the people to believe that this collective contention could somehow be a covenant with the Most High, and that's simply not possible. It's just simply not possible, brothers and sisters. Most High said that we must remember the former things of old, for He is the only Savior. He declares what we must remember. He declared the end from the beginning. From ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, even if a whole world believes otherwise, even if a whole world is forgotten. He said, my counsel shall stand, I will do all my pleasure. Calling one like a ravenous bird from the east. Swift as a bird, if you will. As a ravenous bird from the east. One who takes back into himself and sees himself as having dominion over all that which his shadow falls upon. Oh, my brothers and sisters, people could only understand the meaning. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, a man that executes my counsel from a far land. Yeah, I've spoken, and Most High said, I will bring it to pass. I will purpose. I purposed it. It is His purpose. He will also do it. How else shall men be restored to His perfect will? But since all the rulers of the earth would be obstacles to this one claiming His throne, it means the Most High, my brothers and sisters, must be the one to overthrow the rulers. So He says, hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. Talking about Isaiah 46 and 12. He will bring near His righteousness, will bring to bear what is His justice. It shall not be afar off. My salvation, He said, shall not tarry, He shall bring it to bear. Suddenly, my brothers and sisters, and He placed what is salvation. How about my brothers and sisters, deliverance from all everybody's lies in Zion and Israel for His honor and glory. How many will understand what this means, my brothers and sisters? I want you to consider something. I would ask you to consider. Considering the present rate at which humanity is destroying the planet, destroying and abusing all its resources, man acting unjustly, considering because he supposedly owns land, that he can destroy the environment with the resources that are in it, or resources that are in it, or oftentimes even keep people from having access to resources, because they would control men after their own, which is after ruling, misruling ideals. Well, consider this. Considering as to how those in place in power, places of power, are becoming in so many ways indiscriminate, not concerned about what's necessary to preserve the planet, becoming increasingly greedy with regard to control, a personal sense of control, power to exploit the people, hoping, let's just say, even setting up all kinds of snares that they never even understand they would exploit it. Like I said, if you don't know what you should have had, you don't know you're being robbed. With all these various misadministrations, abusing the world's resources, while the leaders become all more crafty with regard to how they deny the knowledge of the truth, keeping the people proud of all manner, like I said, hasty conclusions, lies, and even trusting in a mass of liars. If these people are still in power, what do you feel the eventuality on this planet, if the promise of Yah, well, only those presently in power will for ordained to remain in power. I see the scripture saying how beautiful it will be the feet, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings, who publishes peace, a whole word that will declare to the world, in fact, my brothers and sisters, was the rule, the reign of the Most High, that men shall know his voice in that day. I'm talking about Isaiah 52, 1 through 7. Well, if men, my brothers and sisters, believe there can be peace without ever knowing the truth or allowing constant there to be constant obstacles against discerning the truth, because everybody's got a different testimony. Well, my brothers and sisters, people can believe that such a thing is peace. Well, I can only tell you, is or can be peace. The Most High told me anyone who can believe such a thing cannot be a disciple unto him. They're not compelled enough with respect to the truth to seek it to the full dimension that is necessary so that concerning the Most High you do not lie. All that's required to create a devil is for a man himself to be left without the inspiration of the Most High and left to his own imaginations. Because after such as this, my brothers and sisters, desiring that others follow after such varying opinions, then my brothers and sisters become deceivers. If you're not able to put forth the right example, you put forth the wrong one. Just simply the fact, my brothers and sisters, simply the fact. And I know there are a lot of people who turn around and sit back and say, well, we didn't know any better. If you knew Yah, you would. Men's lack of knowledge is not going to be an excuse. Man is not presently in an era without knowledge because the Most High made it so, but because man turning away from the Most High, choosing to believe his lies, refused to listen when the Most High offered the opportunity. In these latter days, the Most High is seeking again those souls who would hearken to the truth. I've got news for you. Only those who would be true disciples or who can prove that they would be disciples who seek the whole truth are going to be found worthy, they and they alone. Anyone who desires otherwise is not looking for the stability of the kingdom and their allegiance to that which Most High has foreordained or eternal is therefore suspect. My brothers and sisters. Most High said he would destroy the wicked, those who don't see the whole truth. Did you ever think about that? Because he can only build a stable kingdom, my brothers and sisters, of a people who love the truth. He says those who had not a love of the truth would be damned. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2. A love of the truth, a love for Yah, a love for all that is his will, for the good of one another, is a covenant. Dare men say that they have a covenant unto the preservation of what the Most High loves. If men seeking to exalt themselves, even against Yah, are esteemed as godly? My brothers and sisters, the Most High must break the spell. I said he must break the spell. Because there are those, my brothers and sisters, like I said, never look for true salvation because they believe they will save it to all the differences of present world of presumptuous obscurity, hypocrisy, misrepresentations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there are those who say that they believe that in the day of judgment they'll be able to blame someone else for their having been blind. My brothers and sisters, you were told from the very beginning that Yah alone is Savior and you should seek him directly, believing that he could speak. I remember the first time I told somebody what the scriptures mean when it says your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. You must discern that you must seek the Most High beyond all the leaders would tell you, because the scriptures already said in advance there was a lot they would not speak. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. And the first thing he told me was, how should we exceed our leaders? I think it's a shame that some people act as if the Most High cannot speak. It's a shame, my brothers and sisters. Most High said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Desire to see all his will made manifest, and he would reveal himself. He'd make yourself available that you can become a disciple. But there are those who never had any intention to do fully what the Most High declares, and they can only deceive others. What good is that in the world? And some wonder why they don't hear. They wonder why they don't understand. Most High didn't say he would keep his disciples, those who would be treacherous against understanding. But those, my brothers and sisters, have granted the opportunity to preserve. I said, well, preserve understanding. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who won't be dissuaded by a hypocritical world. It has only operated so many ways after divide and conquer tactics. Hoping that most people never ask the kind of questions that need to be asked. Man, however, my brothers and sisters, is going to have to learn his lesson. That's what the scriptures even say over and over again. Man is going to have to realize the error of his ways and become willing. Some of my brothers and sisters even made desperate to return to the will of their Creator. Scripture says, when man discerns, Hosea, read close to that first chapter, second chapter. This man, when he finally realizes the error of his ways, he will seek the Most High, even seek him early. Realize that's the only hope for salvation. Heaven help us. Does man have to be primarily concerned about his own salvation before he seeks the Most High? Does man have to be concerned first, my brothers and sisters, about his own interests first before he seeks the Most High? I've said it many times that until a man is more concerned about the sanctity of the kingdom even than his own soul, he doesn't belong in the kingdom. The adversary, my brothers and sisters, there came a time where he needed to be corrected. And the sanctity of the kingdom was not his utmost importance, what was utmost important to him, but the so-called saving of his pride. And my brothers and sisters, after such contentions as this, humanity has been dealing with an adversary ever since. Most time, my brothers and sisters, this time when he fixes things, he does not have to want to deal with people's uncertainties again. And the scripture says that when the adversary is released after 1,000 years, the book of Ezekiel 38, also the scriptures that are also in Revelation 20. When the adversary is released to go forth to deceive whoever is most gullible among the nations. Scripture talks about a sudden silencing, if you will, of all that contention. Fire from heaven raining down upon all those who would stand against the city where the Most High says his law will go forth from. I've seen scripture in the book of Enoch that said those who would argue against him in the day when he seeks to bring forth reason and absolute firmity in their earth. For a lot of folks, he's just going to simply tell his angels, just simply take them away from my presence. Not even worth going through an argument with them or entertaining any of their... Hope you understand the meaning of the word inquisitions. Well, I can only say, my brothers and sisters. It's absolutely a shame that people could actually believe that they could find peace with the Most High after what has never been, nor could ever be, peace. The differences of man. What does Scripture say? Salvation, not after, let's just say, the conceits of man, lest any man should boast. Yah that reveals the way of salvation. Blessed are those who will not be deceived, my brothers and sisters, that they don't realize the need to seek him directly. Because there are those who don't even believe the Most High could help them understand anything. Faith and reverence for Yah, my brothers and sisters, is the beginning of wisdom. I would even go as far as to tell you that there are a lot of things that I would tell you in this show that quite frankly, most are not going to comprehend. Simply because not diligent enough. I see much scripture throughout the Bible that relates to the Most High that reveals himself to those who show they have a great enough love to pursue diligently the knowledge of the truth beyond the ordinary. I see so much scripture in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, that relates that some so zealous to believe the illusion they've been taught all their lives because they're not willing to let them go. They would argue with the Most High rather than seek the truth. Many were just simply not found, are not found worthy to be called disciples. Until they're willing to open their hearts. Like I said, why do you feel like you need the Most High if you believe that all you need to know is being taught by your rulers? Besides, there are many things that he wanted to tell his disciples, but they wouldn't comprehend them well until the Holy Spirit come upon them. Well, my brothers and sisters, a lot of folks have been offered the Holy Spirit and never really functioned in this power, not knowing what to ask for, not knowing the power of what they might be granted. My brothers and sisters, a lot of folks just simply accepted a false spirit. Isaiah, in the 11th chapter, speaks of Messiah, written offspring of David. Scripture says of him, shall rest the spirit of the Most High, spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of counsel, spirit of understanding, might, power, reverence to the Most High. Scripture says the Most High shall make him a quick understanding in the things concerning the Most High. How about my brothers and sisters bring him to remembrance of what must be restored in this age to the reconciliation of mankind according to the covenant the Most High declared from the beginning? Nothing lacking. Nothing taken out of context. Scripture says all this must be restored to our minds. But the Most High told the most ancients of us. Well, what did he say? He told Abraham that he would have children. Numbered like the sands of the sea, meaning the Most High said he would teach his children. But it would be, my brothers and sisters, not to all. But those who are diligent enough to know, wisdom, wise enough to know, and rational enough to know that a multitude of worldly contentions cannot be the truth. I dare men say, my brothers and sisters, there's no need for the restoration of the truth. Or that the truth can't be restored. If that's the case, my brothers and sisters, men not knowing the word from the beginning. Men refuse to know the word that is from the beginning cannot know life. I think it's kind of sad, my brothers and sisters, that, like I said, Most High said he would send someone for the express purpose to bring all things to remembrance. If men are not willing to believe that, in spite of all that the scriptures have said, like Isaiah 49, Isaiah 46, Isaiah 44 to 46, Isaiah 40 to 41, Isaiah 66, Numbers 24, so many places. Man's unwilling to accept the fullness of what's contained in the scriptures because so many lies have been created whereby men have not given those words consideration. Who would the men show the Most High that they trust? And is unbelief, my brothers and sisters, kind of worthy? I tell people to think again if they believe so. Most High said he would send a shepherd one day that all would agree and be reconciled unto Yah through him. If men have not had that expectation, my brothers and sisters, fumbling around without that direction and instruction, humanity has been lost for a very long time. There's a reason why the scripture says in Zechariah 10, the Most High looked upon men and saw they had no shepherd. Wow. None to guide them. And if men can't, all who say they love the Most High agree as one with Yah or with anything, What is it that my brothers and sisters are going to have to come and concede to understand that they are trusting in? Like I said, folks trust in the rulers, and the rulers are what's keeping people from understanding the will of one. Most of my brothers and sisters choosing to trust in their rulers have never really understood the hope of salvation at all. Refusing to know the greater exceeding truth the Most High will reveal. So many trust in false prophets, fallen standards, insubordinate standards, deceitful standards all their lives. Some folks don't want and cannot discern the false prophets because they want to believe simply what they see. Scripture speaks about a lot of things that the rulers will not speak of. Why do you think it's recorded, my brothers and sisters, if it's not to remain? A lot of folks simply sit back and say that if it doesn't exist in the as a common conversation, the common masses, a lot of folks would prefer to believe that Yah's all right with that. Nope. Not at all. It says, show yourselves men by remembering these things. It means come unto the Spirit of the Most High. And become something more than what is beastly, irrational after the flesh. Yah would have his people to agree, my brothers and sisters, but nothing else. The covenant. Website, hiddengospel.com. Words that I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, no man is made complete before the Most High without. Articles like the Gospel of Shiloh, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecy, Tribulation 70-365 AD. What Scripture says, talks about in Romans 15:4-18. All, whatever is written of old for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the Scriptures might have hope. Ultimately make all, Jew and Gentile alike, obedient in word and deed. The Scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, that the variant orientations of man should be an obstacle against us all discerning the will of one. The Most High ever say he's going to preserve whatever blinds men against discerning the will of one. Time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Time to wake up. Oh boy, I'm looking at the time. Looking at the time. Oh, I've got about 2 minutes left. Let me say something real quickly. I saw something earlier today. And like I said before, a lot of folks don't believe because their past has never, so many things written in the scripture because their past has never told them.
90.
Saw a video earlier today, and it showed the result of what happens to a body of a man that eats pork. Someone was cut open, and they just showed them a surgeon pulling out from his intestines just gobs and gobs of tapeworms. I'm just going to say this real quickly. If man chooses to eat a creature that's supposed to be the trash cans of the earth to move certain filth, maggots, tapeworms, whatever, out from the human, out from human food chains, like I said, people eat dead things and fecal matter like a pig does, to the point where all this, these eggs from all these parasites get into the body. And, let's just say move throughout all the various forms of the flesh of a pig. And people turn around and eat that animal. Are they so surprised that they become infected with all these various parasites? Time to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and discern what is clean for the Most High and true to Him. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under His might and His honor and His praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I do. I thank you all again for listening. Shabbat shalom. Sweet dreams. May the Most High show you the way of life everlasting.